CliffCentral.com.
I think it's about time that we bring Radlin Naidu in here too. Radlin has got Tourette's. Since we're having a special Tuesday, I'm going to call it special.
Show.
This is Super Tuesday. On
this is a themed show. He says.
Bring him in here. I want to talk to Radlin. Radlin has got Tourette's. He's a second-year student in Pretoria. Is not afraid to talk about this disorder because it's a disorder a lot of people, for some reason, are embarrassed about. This guy is not. He's got a story to tell. He's 19. He's creating awareness about Tourette's syndrome. And when he sings, and I've got a couple of clips of him singing, it's absolutely brilliant. You're a very talented guy. So it's a pleasure to meet you, man. How are you, Radlin?
A genuine pleasure to meet you as well. I can't believe I'm actually here right now.
Cool, man. We found out about you on YouTube.
On YouTube, my guy that's helped me in Durban, he's the one that's linked up the YouTube page. I've just been on Facebook. I'm just letting you know, if I swear, it's not directed at you.
Do you have the swearing situation
with
Tourette's?
I do, actually.
Is this your mom?
Yeah, that's
my angel. Hey, how are you, mom?
Hi there. Good. According to him, I'm his sister.
Yeah, but you look young enough to be. You're a good
there we go.
Mom.
Thank you. She never believes me.
So, mom, what's your name?
I'm Kay.
Kay,
Kasturi,
all right.
But no one can actually pronounce it.
What? Kasturi?
Yes.
I like Kasturi. I've got a friend called Cass. She didn't call herself Kay, but it's the same name.
Perfect.
Kasturi. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, Kay, when he was born, you obviously don't know about this in the beginning.
No.
Because it's kind of a condition that comes on later on.
Generally, it starts at adolescence or in around about 10, 11 years old.
Yeah.
It starts with a trigger.
Right.
Some anxiety that triggers it.
Smack themselves in the face. Look,
yeah,
can you try to control yourself?
Him around.
That
didn't tell anyone that.
No.
All right. So how did you discover that Radlin had this condition? When was the first time you became aware of it?
Directly after the divorce, when we separated from our marital home.
Yeah.
He was sitting around the table and he'd bang something, and then we'd be sitting and watching TV and it'd knock me and knock the lampshade over. And
it's an involuntary nervous reaction, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And do you feel bad that it was because you got divorced that he ended up with this condition?
I was going to ask that, but I didn't have the balls to ask it.
you see, that's the problem.
Some
that's the problem.
Pull the hair out.
My mother,
you would have been fine, right?
No, that's the thing. You see, Tourette patients are born with the abnormality in the brain. So if it didn't trigger at the time when my parents had split, it would have triggered something else.
He's just been good.
No, so you see, I told my mother that I'm grateful because if it came out sooner than later, we would have had less time to establish what to go or what to do and how to deal with it. And I wouldn't be sitting here right now. So everything does happen for a reason. I strongly believe that, you know?
No, sure. And you know what? Not everybody has good fortune. I mean, you're lucky to have a mother like this who actually gives a damn. And
absolutely.
Because if you were my child, they shipped you off to a mental hospital.
Yeah. Oh, Gareth is having a field day.
Well,
fantastic.
After he's broken a few of your equipment at work at home, yeah, you would have.
So I said to Sia, and I wasn't kidding earlier, please don't give Radlin coffee or tea, because he's bound to spill it all over our furniture, and that will be a very messy situation to clean up. Now, does this happen at home?
Yeah, lots of times. Mm. The first thing he actually destroyed was my laptop. We were on holiday out in the South Coast in Durban, and he was playing a game, and he was tapping onto the screen, and the next minute the whole LCD was...
They smashed it.
Since then, and after his diagnosis, he's broken my glass top stove, my 4-plate glass top stove.
Yeah,
gave it one punch, the whole thing shattered. He's knocked out the shower head of our bathroom.
Yeah,
off
that
wall,
was that
the
was
entire thing.
That was unexpected. Even the kitchen sink. The kitchen sink. In general, you see. You know, I'm not the strongest person in the world now or anything. It's just a matter of my tics, because of my body being in a constant state of flux.
Yeah.
My tendons and nervous system is overdeveloped than usual. Mm-hmm. And the analogy that my neurologist used, he said, when bodybuilders are weightlifting, essentially, because they're in their conscious mind, the average person can only generate 60% of their core power.
Mm.
So I'm about 80 kilos, and when I twitch, my body's generating 100% of its core power.
I mean, do you hurt yourself?
Yeah, I can. I've bust my lip open a few times.
But if you smack the wall, for example.
No, I've got about 40% of feelings in my hand. And
I'm
left-handed, and I also dislocate my wrist countless times throughout the day. It's actually happened so many times, as I said, to other people. I can dislocate my wrist at my own will and click it back, and
but
I still have to
don't.
Carry on writing.
I don't want you to do that. There's no need for
trust me. There's no need for that.
You don't need to show off your terrible affliction.
No. It's all good.
Alex's one is yours. So what are the similarities? Yours.
I swear, but it's voluntary.
Yes.
Alex swears too.
I do too.
The cerebral palsy is it's neurological as well.
Yeah.
But what is it? Just explain to people what
happens. So it signals from my brain and it makes my muscles spasm and my legs really tight.
You see, even though, like, because neurological disorders are quite interlinked, I can understand what you're saying, because there are certain days at university when my tics can become so, like, aggressive and severe. Almost every second word can be a swear word. And
you haven't sworn once so far. I'm very disappointed.
No!
You're finally in a medium where you can swear, and you're not.
I want to Snapchat this shit.
I wouldn't say that's something I'd like to be doing all the time, but I know what you're saying with your legs. Like, my left leg can contract, my knee will be facing straight, but my ankle will be at a 90-degree angle. And I'm trying to walk from lecture to lecture.
What makes it better and what makes it worse?
Well, you see, stress and anxiety are like the main drivers, but my severity and complexity is any emotion or exaggeration. So even if I'm too excited, I can twitch more.
Well, you don't sound like an 18-year-old, though. Like, you
speak into the microphone. So you're the only one without a disability here, and you can't use the fucking microphone.
Because I'm not getting paid to talk in this
What's
mic.
What's wrong with you?
You're paying me to talk in this mic. Hey. But you sound so mature, and so, like, you don't sound like an 18-year-old. Me, 18-year-old, all I was talking about was about my cock, but you... talking about some important stuff.
It's a very, I guess, you know, my brother and I, growing up in the way we did, we were kind of forced to grow up a little bit faster than most, you know, our age at the time. We appreciated the small things a lot more. I mean, mainly because, like, you know, my mother and my dad did whatever they could to make my life as convenient as possible.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm not going to be the child who, how do I say, takes advantage of good nature. I'm going to nurture it and do what I can to give it back to them.
You must teach Alex Stone.
Tell me, Radlin, does this happen to you when you sleep?
Actually, no. When I sleep, my tics are non-existent. It's just very hard to sleep.
And when you sing, you don't do it.
Yeah. The funny thing is, or the crazy thing is,
Don't let's not use the word crazy.
No, in general.
very disparaging.
Well, I've got OCD, ADHD, and insomnia.
Oh, my. You got the trifecta.
There we go. The quadruple. So essentially...
Lucky you, you're a triple threat.
You just made Alex as an American say, you?
No, but like in a period of like 5 days, I'll have a total of about 12 hours of sleep. So, I mean, it's really difficult to try and...
You just hit yourself in the forehead, and then the headphones came off. No, but you don't know when that's going to happen.
I don't, actually.
Because you can't... you said you bust your lip. Was that you hitting yourself?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
And it also happens, he could be relaxing on the couch, and my cat would walk past, and then the tip of the tail would touch his foot.
And I didn't expect it.
And
he'd
just freak out.
And you lash out, right?
He just lashes out.
It's not that I don't want to be making contact. Like, affection is important as well. But there's days, like I said in the interview earlier this week as well, in general, there'll be certain days where I come home from university. And you know, I want to hug my mother. Like, I love this woman. Like, come on.
Of course.
And I can't hug her because I'm twitching so badly, I might hurt her, you know?
Do you live in a constant state of fear and trying to protect him? I mean, he seems to be a very together guy. Don't get me wrong. I mean, he's got, you know, he's at university, he's studying, he's very talented and all the rest of it. But do you, as a parent, feel that the whole time you have to be on standby because he could do something to hurt himself?
Yeah, and that's what makes him feel worse, because he knows that I'm always like walking on eggshells when it comes to him. I've tried my best to try and make it as, you know, they call it childproof in the house. I'm actually trying to get people to now pad the wall behind his head, you know, the headboard and stuff like that, because he suffers with insomnia, as he said, and it takes him like an hour and a half to actually fall asleep. And in that hour and a half, he's lying on the bed and he's literally punching the wall behind him.
Wow.
And I hear that because, I mean, we share.
What was that? Was that a fuck? Did you just say fuck?
Yeah.
I think we got a fuck.
Yeah,
you missed. There was a puss earlier. There was a puss. You missed it.
This guy. You guys are having
it. I hate you.
Okay, you know what?
Everybody calm down.
I have Tourette's, okay? But even I like to find the humane things. Like, just embrace it. I'm not. I mean, the whole reason I'm doing this is.
Shut up. Your mother's. I'm talking to your mother. Shut up, for God's sake. All right. So,
so he's constantly punching the walls and punching himself.
Is there any medicine available for this to lessen the condition, kind of help him sleep?
No dissing out there with any of the doctors. I've got all the respect for those guys that have studied for so long. But my son has gone through titrations of different types of medication and combinations of them to the point where a year ago this oak sitting in front of you was 124 kilos.
Wow.
Wow, dude. How did you get back down to 80 kilograms?
He threw out all his medication. Yeah. He came into the house one day and threw out all my food from the fridge.
So hang on. The medication was part of the problem here.
Yeah. Yes. Unfortunately.
It damaged my routine.
He walks around like a zombie when he was on medication. He literally was dillified. I called him dillified at that time. He put on excessive amounts of weight, and he lost all confidence. He used to walk into his room, and then for hours we wouldn't see him. And then he'd come out and say, "Guess what? I've just wrote lyrics to a song." And that's how we realized that he's musically orientated.
Well, I'm glad you discovered that, because it would have been sadder if you'd left that talent unearthed.
Absolutely. So
thank you.
I appreciate that. It's his mojo. That's what I call it. It calms him. So we'll hear him screaming from the shower and screaming from the lounge. And as long as he's got the music in his ear.
But not screaming because he's in pain. Screaming.
Music, singing. Yeah. I'd rather have that than have everything broken in the house. So
yeah, I'm going to play some of that just now because I want people to hear it. It's really good. And I'm not just saying that, you know, because I was interested in meeting you anyway because of the condition. And I'm glad that there's someone out there talking about it.
Absolutely.
There aren't a lot of people who talk about Tourette's.
Yeah, no, for sure. Mainly because the misconceptions that I've seen on the media in general. Like, I was told by a friend of mine to switch South Park on once, and I'm not a fan of that. But I switched it on. The two times that I did, it was a mockery to Tourette's. Now, I understand that, obviously, that's a comedy or whatever, but they don't realize how insulting it can be to those who actually suffer with it. Irrelevant of how severe your disorder is. I mean, 10%, like, you know, usually people think if you have Tourette's, you swear. Mm. Only 10% of the global population of people with Tourette swear out loud. Wow. So can you imagine how insulting it must be for the 90% who have to deal with people assuming that just because they say they have Tourette, they're like, "Oh, can you swear for us?" And you're like, "What did you just say?"
Yeah. No, but there is ignorance. That's why it's important to talk to you and for people like you to tell your story.
He actually came home one day so irritated, and this is just early this year, because I'd been diagnosed with cancer in January.
So what kind?
Breast cancer.
Were they able to sort it out?
Well, to an extent. I'm actually undergoing treatment at the moment.
Good luck to you.
No, I don't need luck.
This cancer is just the worst, isn't it?
Yeah, so he comes home and he says, you know what, his anxiety, obviously, dealing with it, just increased. So he comes home and he says, "Fuck this, Mum. I hope you don't mind. I've made this video. Can I post it? Because I'm really tired of everybody staring at me like this." And you know, there's HIV awareness, there's cancer awareness, there's awareness for every bloody other thing besides Tourette's. So I said, "Okay, go ahead." And it's gone viral.
It's released on Weekly.
Yeah, well done to you, dude.
Thank you. No, bless you guys. I honestly appreciate everything that everybody's trying to do.
Do you have relationships? Is it difficult? A lot of girls don't understand, right?
Well, in general, I've never been in a relationship before. But I could never actually find a girl who could look past my disorder in general. I mean, you know,
you're a good-looking guy.
I'm not saying that I am, but I was. If you hit me on my head before, I would bounce. So not how many girls want to look at an Oros disciple, if you know what I mean. So like
Oros disciple
in general. Like,
you must change your sales pitch. You must change your sales pitch to "I'm a walking vibrator."
This guy, just because I twitch doesn't mean it's gonna help.
Just control this here, my friend, and then you'll be sorted.
No, but in general, like, I mean, it can be a bit difficult. You know, a lot of I do get stares in general from people. So
yeah.
I mean, a lot of girls wouldn't necessarily want to be seen in public with me when I'm swearing or I'm breaking stuff or hitting the table. I mean, there'll always be the one or two that say, "No, we can look past it," but when actually push comes to shove and the time goes to be in public together, it's cold feet. So I'm like,
I don't do relationships, but I can tell you what I hear is that I've never do relationships. See, beautiful. I never do relationships, but I promise you, they always say when the right one comes, they'll look past everything. And I don't do relationships at all.
No, for sure.
And I just gave you advice that I get all the time.
Look at Dr. Phil Ngesi.
Dr. Phil Ngesi.
Well, do you want to hear the song?
I would love to.
Do you
want to
hear some of the music that Radlin's been working on? Listen to this. Here's Radlin's first song. ready? All right, and go, Radlin.
Are you kidding me?
This guy. There is no line with this guy.
All right, stop it, stop
fantastic.
It.
No, that was brilliant.
All right, now let's play some of the real stuff here. Let me remind you, in case you don't know what's going on, because it is a pretty crazy Tuesday here. We've got Alex Stone in here. He's from Seattle. He is Siv Ngesi's friend, which Siv claims is the most important thing about him. Of course, that's bullshit, right, Alex? And we've got Kay and her son, who's Radlin, whose song I'm going to play for you now. Radlin's got Tourette's, and we're busy talking about that and a whole lot of other stuff. Your calls, your comments, your messages, whatever you want to throw in here. 0861-555-189. CliffCentral.com. Baby, listen to Radlin.
Oh, hello, all of you wonderful people. For those that don't know me, my name is Radlin Naidu, and I have Tourette syndrome. Firstly, I'm going to do this at the beginning of every single video I make in future. I'm always going to say thank you and give gratitude. It is only possible because of you guys. I'm so overwhelmed and taken aback by the responses and the reach that my first video has gotten. It's reached about 25 countries, and I'm getting thousands of emails from parents around the globe that are saying my voice is being heard in New Zealand, Singapore, Malaysia, the United Kingdom. I'm completely taken aback and truly honored that I have the privilege to help so many people, and it's only possible because of all of you, so thank you. Essentially, today's message is going to be about friendship and companionship. I always think that it's very important, and it will always remain something.
Hello, all you wonderful people.
Trying to find the right clip of you singing here. Are these just the clips of the internet of him doing the... Flex, what are these? I just want to find out quickly from Flex. Hold on a sec. Yes, hold on, hold on.
I just want you guys to bear with me. My tics have been a bit...
Got to switch this thing on.
A bit bad the last
few
days. I think that's why I decided...
Sorry, I'm really... I used to be professional at this radio thing, but I seem to have lost it. Yes, Flex.
These are the clips straight off his YouTube channel.
So where are the songs?
They within the clips.
Oh, okay, I got you. Sorry, Radlin. What were you saying?
No, I was saying that I do I do like a message to help those with Tourette's and others that might be listening, and then at the end I do a song that probably uplifts or relates to the message that I give.
Wait, let me see if I can find the song.
Just it go. Should be at about midway into the video.
All right, I'm going to find it now, and then we're going to listen to these.
Back in Joburg next week.
What do you want to do? What are you arranging things on your own here?
Yeah, I'm What's in Joburg next week, so we can do a video together.
Oh, where?
Where you live?
Yeah, Siv's got quite a lot of...
Pretoria.
Pretoria?
Again.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I'll come there to Pretoria. We cause trouble.
All right. Is so this the song? Place you next week. Siv, will you stop trying to make personal arrangements while I'm doing an interview? All right. Here we go. I think this is it.
For all the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name.
Give him the card, Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't wanna write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I've been moving on. And I think you should be something I don't wanna hold back. Baby you should know that my mama don't like you, she likes everyone.
Uh-huh.
And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. Woo! I'm better sleeping on my own, cause if you like the way you look that much, well, baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends.
This is really good, man.
The only problem was with you and not them. And all the times you told me my opinion was wrong.
And then he went and ruined it all with this.
Oh, that was fantastic. How did you edit that? That was brilliant.
You and Alex can open a boy band. I say, Alex,
and you should open a boy band.
Now, Alex, what did you think of the singing there?
Pretty awesome.
Be honest, you're a harsh critic. I've heard that you don't like a lot of things. You are allowed to be as honest as you like.
No, I think you're the music critic, aren't you? I really liked it.
Thank you.
That's impressive stuff, Radlin. So what is the most difficult thing for you about this? The people that stare at you?
Well, that can be quite agonizing in general.
Because that makes it worse, right?
Yeah, no.
The more you think you're being stared at, the more of the reaction.
And anxiety and frustration. But, I mean, the pain can also be quite agonizing. Like my knees and stuff. Like when I go home, my shoulders are a bit blue because my chin is hitting against them continuously throughout the day. My neck, like... It aches in the evenings.
Because it's twitching the whole time. Yeah. And those muscles are working, you said earlier, over time. Mm. Right?
Yeah, no, in general.
Do you go for physio or anything like that?
No,
does that help?
No. I'm actually scared to go for stuff like that there because if I twitch, I might hurt somebody.
And you don't necessarily like strangers touching you then because it also could set you off, right?
Well, I'm not afraid of contact. It's just the main thing is the back of my head. My abnormality is there, and for some reason, when something makes contact the back of my head, preferably on the mainly on the left side, without me knowing, my tics escalate within a matter of seconds, and I could have a seizure. So that's why my complexity is quite rare, because Tourette patients don't usually have seizures.
Flex, if you touch on the back of the head, I'm going to hit you.
I used to have seizures.
Yeah.
And
now, what do these seizures involve? I mean, this is a... Okay, well, out of control.
Yeah, it's complete. Have you ever seen a fish come out of the water before?
Yeah, it writhes.
That's
and
exactly
wriggles.
How my body goes. Jesus. Like, in a matter of seconds. I've actually been able to deal with it because I've been on campus. And once, you know, in autumn, I don't like sitting under trees because a leaf fell on my head once last year. And within a matter of seconds, my tic started to spiral. But by God's grace, I started singing just immediately and deep breathing. And within like 2 to 3 minutes, I was cool.
Could have been a coconut. You're lucky it was just a leaf.
Do you have to control... Well, I mean, you can't control a lot of this, but do you have to, in certain situations, like if you're in the lecture hall and it's all quiet and everybody's listening to the lecture and you kind of suddenly go, or whatever?
Yeah, no, for sure. What I do is I always disclose my situation to the person in authority in the room. So as long as they understand what's going on and I surround myself with people who understand my situation.
Mm-hmm.
So even if my friends or mates tell me to sit with them, I'll sit by them, but I'll keep about a seat or two distance just for their safety and mine, and as long as I'm with them, you know,
you're like a superhero. You could heat up at any time and burn the whole place down.
Well, I broke a few tables at university as well, like the whole planks just would lift, and then like a 60 inch screw and bolt would, like, four of them would just fall, and then everybody looks at me like, Doug, what did you do?
The Hulk. you're like the Hulk.
What surprises me about him and Alex, which I don't know if I would have, is just this thing about moving on and, like, not blaming anyone. I think I would blame the world.
Doesn't it drive you too mad, Alex? And I know you've got very different conditions here at different stages of your life, all that kind of thing. But doesn't it drive you mad when you hear people who have a perfectly healthy body, a perfectly good life, they've got parents, they've got money, they got all here, and they complain about bullshit? Doesn't it drive you crazy?
I don't really let other people do bother me. I've got a pretty awesome life, so.
I can second that notion.
Such a good attitude. Sometimes I forget to have that.
In general, like, I mean, everybody has the right to, as you said, their own opinion. If their opinion is to complain about something, oh, good for you. But I'm going to do what I need to do and move on.
Mm. All right. Now, the real reason we brought you here is to fight.
Wow.
Everybody get ready. It's CP versus Tourette's in the game of the century.
This podcast cannot be used. Alex, scrap this whole podcast.
Well, listen, I'm very impressed with both of you. I'm impressed with your stories. Alex, it's terrific that you're doing what you're doing. And what is this master's that you're studying, by the way?
It's an international education master's degree. Okay. So, like I said, I'm designing a study abroad program with that.
Very good. And we can get involved by, you said, a Mandla project?
Yeah, I don't really have anything up and running yet, and I was going to recommend that people reach out to Siv, but I will warn you, he will try to sleep with you.
So in other words, get hold of Siv and Gessie if you can, and Bro, it's always good to see you too.
It's good to see you, man. I love what you're doing on social media. I love what you're doing out there. The basics is speak your mind and better South Africa.
But for now, I want you to focus on helping Alex with this this fundraiser of his. We're going to try and get this thing together. We're going to get more and more people involved. Thanks, and hopefully we can bring out and every disabled person you bring to South Africa, you bring onto my show first.
Alex, right, come. That's a great deal. Some all hot ones, please.
Deal. Yeah, please. We might just meet some real pearlers. Okay.
Thank you guys. Thanks for having us.
And you're off to Cape Town now.
I'm going to Cape Town and then Dubai and Hong Kong.
Alex, keep up the good work, and thank you for listening to us all the way in Seattle.
It's really cool to see you guys.
Yeah, man. And so you're part of the family.
Thanks.
So there we go. All right. And as for you, I'm blown away, Radlin, by your singing talent.
Thank you.
And I'm thrilled that there's finally someone out there who's talking about Tourette's, who's getting people to be more aware of it. There are
a lot of people
who suffer in silence with this condition.
It's been insane, and I'll be honest with you, everything that's transpired in the last 3 weeks, by God's grace. I've been reached out by so many people who have Tourette's. Even people, I'll be honest with you, there's a girl in London, her name is Courtney.
Mm-hmm.
She has cerebral palsy as well. Mm-hmm. And she's also been trying to run a campaign in London. And I've been chatting to all these people, and it's astonishing because everybody doesn't realize, whether you have a disability or not, or whether you financially well off or not, everybody are just stars.
Yes.
Only difference is there's certain tweaks and attributes in everybody's life that makes their shine a little bit easier to recognize.
And isn't it? That's absolutely right. What a beautiful thing to say.
I'm going
to
say that on Twitter. I might not quote you, but I'll say it on Twitter.
And I'll tell you something. Everybody these days has their talent, and sometimes their talent is accompanied by some other special ability or disability or something that makes them unique. And isn't it great to live in the 21st century where people are slightly more open-minded? We've got a long way to go still, but where people are starting to come to terms with this stuff, and people are starting to treat each other like human beings first, right?
That's the important thing. In
general, another reason why I have so much respect for everybody, And I must say, you're a living legend. It's a pleasure to meet you, Alex.
Oh, it's great to meet
you. Really, yes, I take my hat off to you. And I'm trying to show people as well, like, everybody says, okay, Tourette's is classified as a disability, but people don't recognize it as that. And I'm like, I'm not interested, you know. Whether it's disability or not, I said it on I think it was to the Sunday Times, that I'm trying to show people that disability doesn't mean inability. And he's a living testament of that. I mean, Alex is definitely a living testament to that as well.
Yeah.
You know, look at the amazing things he's doing. He's doing miraculous work, both of you. Like, it's insane.
I've done nothing.
So, Siv does zero.
I just carry him upstairs. Give me a look.
Give Siv zero.
Zero credit, please. Me, no.
No, but I mean, like, you get my point. And I mean, it's as you said, it's not angering that people complain. I mean, I'd be lying to you if I said I never complained. But it's just...
Fuck you!
Nice way to throw that in. Nice way to throw that in. But like,
what did you say?
Bullshit.
Stop it now, Radlin. This is getting ridiculous.
That is
right,
I don't know where
you're getting too serious here. I'm going to start crying. Get out of here. Thank you both very, very much. And Kay, what an amazing woman you are to be standing by your son, to be helping him through all of this, because I think if you don't have some kind of support structure, if you don't have someone, and this goes for people who are perfectly physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually happy, but they still don't necessarily have family or friends who care about them.
Absolutely.
You're screwed, right?
Absolutely.
So Siv and Kay, you guys are also champions.
Say it again.
Thank you.
Not to the same degree that these two are. But you're there. You're up there. No, really.
No, we're the vehicles.
And Kay, let me know what happens with the cancer. We will kill that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we hope to see you guys in here again soon. Yeah. Open invitation, you know, anytime you want to come.
And awesome. Thank you, because I used to watch your show when you had your talk show as
well.
Yeah, we
were talking
and
about it.
I was just telling him in the car this morning. When I used to see you, I used to tell my friend, he fills me up with pride.
Oh.
Seeing a South African that's this successful. And
you've
I
got very low standards.
More.
I was about to say the same thing.
Hey, and you tell us we
Matiba out there, and then this guy comes along.
Now, I like your openness and your success.
Sorry, who said that?
Follow me on Twitter.
No, thank you, Kay. That's very sweet of you.
Really.
So, all right.
Go.
This is terrific. I'm energized. I'm inspired. Siv and Gessie, you go back to Cape Town and keep doing your good work too. I do. You know we love you.
I love
also
you,
also part of the family, man. All right, very good. I'm going to play one other clip of Radlin's. Let me just see if I can find this quickly because I think we've got another clip of you singing that I want to finish off with. Where is this damn thing?
Alex can dance.
I had audition day, but I'm glad I got to meet you now.
What, for Idols?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, they wouldn't have known what to do with you. No, really.
I was going SS Get Talent. They look past.
I went in 2010.
And 13. You was 13, I think, at the time, yeah.
Randall was the one that put
13?
Yeah.
Okay. What was that? I mean, 13, you're not normally allowed to enter. How did that happen?
No, SS Got Talent.
Got Talent.
But I went to, I sang my own song.
I never watched that. So.
It was cool.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming to see us. All right, I can't find the other clip. We'll play some more of it later, though.
Awesome.
Thanks for having us.
I've got something similar. Thank you very much, guys. Thank you.
Cheers, guys.
For all the times that you rain on my parade.
CliffCentral.com.